Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of the AES Corporation, ticker AES, a major player in the utilities and renewable energy space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So why are we talking about AES today? Well, with the energy sector undergoing a massive transformation, think renewables, grid upgrades, and AI-driven power demand, AES is positioned right at the intersection of these trends. They've been making headlines for their clean energy initiatives and strong growth prospects, and I want to break down whether the numbers and strategy back up the hype. If you're into long-term investing or just curious about the utility space, this is for you. Let's jump into who they are and what they do. All right, let's start with the basics about the AES Corporation. Headquartered in Arlington, Virginia, AES is a diversified power generation and utility company that's been around since 1981. They own and operate power plants to generate and sell electricity to customers across the globe. Think utilities, industrial users, and even governments. What sets them apart is their heavy focus on both traditional utilities and renewable energy sources like solar, wind, and energy storage. They've got operations in the US, Latin America, Europe, and Asia, employing around 9,100 people. Under the leadership of CEO Andreas Gluski, AES is pushing hard into clean energy, which we'll dive into more as we go. For now, just know they're not your old-school utility company. They're evolving with the times. Let's talk revenue and how AES makes its money. Looking at their 2024 fiscal year numbers, AES pulled in about $12.28 billion in total revenue. Breaking it down by segment, their energy infrastructure business led the pack with $6.24 billion, followed by utilities at $361 billion, and renewables contributing $251 billion. They've also got a small but growing slice from new energy technologies, though it's just $1 million right now. Geographically, AES is heavily international. About $7.59 billion, or over 60% of their revenue, comes from outside the U.S., with big contributions from places like Chile at $1.53 billion, the Dominican Republic at $1.45 billion, El Salvador $4 billion. The U.S. still accounts for a solid $4.69 billion, showing they've got a balanced global footprint. This diversification is key because it spreads risk across markets, but it also means they're exposed to currency fluctuations and regional regulations, something to keep an eye on. Now let's shift gears to their earnings performance. For 2024, AES reported a net income of $1.69 billion, a massive jump from just $242 million in 2023. That translates to an earnings per share of 2.38 cents, up from 37 cents the prior year. Looking at their operating income, it came in at $2.3 billion for 2024, down slightly from $2.26 billion in 2023, but still solid. What's driving this profit surge? A big part is their focus on high-margin, renewable projects and operational efficiencies. Revenue has been pretty stable over the past few years, around $12.3 to $12.8 billion. But net income volatility tells me they've had to navigate some challenges, likely from debt costs and project investments. Still, 2024's profitability is a strong signal they're on the right track. Diving into some of the commentary from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024, management highlighted a few key points that caught my attention. They emphasized their record-breaking performance, with adjusted EPS hitting new highs, driven by robust growth in their renewables segment. They're also accelerating investments in clean energy projects, especially in the U.S., to meet soaring demand from data centers. Think AI and cloud computing. Management sounded confident about their pipeline, noting several long-term contracts that should provide stable cash flows. They also mentioned navigating some regulatory and weather-related headwinds, but overall, the tone was optimistic about hitting their 2025 targets and beyond. This aligns with the numbers we're seeing, so it's not just talk, they're backing it up. All right, let's dig into the financial statements for a clearer picture of AES's health. On the income statement side, their gross profit for 2024 was $2.32 billion, with an EBITDA of $3.68 billion, showing they've got decent operational strength. However, their balance sheet raises a few eyebrows. Total assets stand at $47.41 billion as of 2024, but total liabilities are a hefty $39.7 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of nearly 8. That's high, even for a capital-intensive industry like utilities. Cash on hand is $1.52 billion, which provides some liquidity, but their current ratio of 0.72 suggests they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without tapping into credit or cash flows. On the cash flow front, operating activities generated $2.75 billion in 2024, but they're spending big on CapEx, $7.39 billion on property and equipment. That's led to a negative free cash flow of $4.64 billion, which isn't unusual for a growth-focused utility, but it means they're relying on financing to fund expansion. Return on equity is a strong 31.6%, so they're using shareholder money efficiently, but that high debt level is something I'm watching closely. Let's talk valuation and whether AES is priced right. At the current stock price of around 14.21s, AES has a market cap of about $10.12 billion. Their trailing PE ratio for 2024 comes in at 10.87, which is well below the industry average of 28.35 for diversified utilities. Looking forward, analysts peg the forward PE for 2025 at just 6.69, dropping even lower to 6.25 for 2026. That suggests the market might be undervaluing AES relative to future earnings growth. Their price-to-sales ratio is 1.02, which is reasonable, and the dividend yield sits at 4.07%, pretty attractive for income investors. Enterprise value is $41.4 billion, factoring in that heavy debt load. Compared to peers like NextEra Energy or Duke Energy, AES looks cheaper on a PE basis, but the debt and negative free cash flow temper my enthusiasm. I think there's value here, but it's not a screaming buy without addressing the balance sheet risks. Now let's break down AES through a SWOT analysis to see the full picture. Starting with strengths, AES has a strong foothold in the renewable energy transition. They're a top provider of clean energy to corporations in the US and Americas, as recognized by Bloomberg NEF for 5 straight years. Their diversified operations across utilities, renewables, and energy infrastructure, plus a global presence, help mitigate regional risks. On the weaknesses side, that high debt-to-equity ratio of nearly 8 is a red flag. It could limit financial flexibility if interest rates rise or if project returns don't materialize as expected. For opportunities, the surge in power demand from AI data centers and tech companies is a massive tailwind. AES is well positioned to capitalize with their grid upgrades and renewable projects. Plus, long-term contracts provide revenue stability. As for threats, regulatory changes in multiple countries could impact profitability, and economic slowdowns might reduce energy demand or delay projects. Competition in the clean energy space is also heating up, so they'll need to stay innovative. Overall, AES has a lot going for it, but the debt and external risks keep me cautious. Let's take a look at AES's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 2.93%, and it's gained a solid 19.9% over the last month. Zooming out, the 3-month performance shows a 22.21% increase, and over the past year, AES has surged 54.73%. That's impressive, especially in a sector like utilities that often moves slower. However, over 5 years, it's down 38.85%, reflecting some of the volatility and challenges they've faced, compared to the broader utility sector, which is up 20.05% over the past year. AES is outperforming short-term, but still lags on a longer horizon. Looking at the chart, there's strong upward momentum, but with a beta of 0.94, it's slightly less volatile than the market. For short-term moves, I'd watch for resistance levels if the rally continues, but this looks like a stock with legs for now. All right, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see what AES might really be worth. Using a discounted cash flow model, I've factored in their projected free cash flows, growth rates, and a discount rate based on their cost of capital. I'm assuming a conservative growth rate for their renewables and infrastructure segments, given the industry trends and their CapEx spending. I've also accounted for their debt load, which impacts the weighted average cost of capital. After running the numbers, I'm estimating AES's intrinsic value per share to be in the range of $18 to $20. Compared to the current price of $14.21, that suggests the stock could be undervalued by about 25 to 40%. This aligns with the low forward PE ratios we discussed earlier. However, this assumes they manage their debt effectively and hit their growth targets in renewables. If those don't pan out, the intrinsic value could drop closer to the current price or below. For long-term investors, there's potential upside here, but it's not without risks. So, what's the final verdict on AES? I think they're a compelling play in the evolving energy landscape, especially with their focus on renewables and exposure to high-growth areas like data center power demand. The 2024 earnings jump and strong stock performance over the past year are encouraging, and the valuation metrics suggest there's room to grow. However, that heavy debt load and negative free cash flow are real concerns. If they can't manage those, it could cap their upside. For income investors, the 4% dividend yield is nice, and for growth investors, the clean energy story is exciting. My take, AES is a hold with potential to buy on dips, especially if they show progress on deleveraging. What do you think? Would you add AES to your portfolio? Drop a comment below, smash that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video.